This is the Foodie on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view. Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of Foodie on Paper podcast. As usual, Kai Okunuga is here. If you are one, he's here in the studio.
I need to speak my name with more conviction because I don't know why you're sounding. You don't know how to pronounce my name. Why are you laughing? What's funny?
Is it Awani or Awani?
Am I a joke to you? My name is Aibaifie Awani.
Okay, Awani, right? So should I start again?
Yeah, please go again. Let's have that. One more
okay. Hello, people. My name is Tayo Okunuga.
Okay, you can stop. Just stop. You've done a very terrible job today, and I can't do this. He's just laughing away from the mic right now. I don't know why. Rubbish, man.
Yeah, we didn't record last week. I was too excited about not London Derby, and I stopped people from coming into the studio. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed Lohi and her latest on women's football.
Lohi!
Yeah, Barrister Lohi.
Lohi could not just tell us that FA app has women's championship on there. I have to ask her directly because
she says,
no, you don't want the championship, and no. Lohi, that's what you're telling me. Lohi, you don't want championship.
She doesn't watch people that are beneath her. You get clubs that are there.
It's not your fault.
Liverpool women, they are there.
Your
best player. She don't want to play for that again.
But coming back up.
They're the championship.
Bounce back.
Why last June?
Last night, I took an L. But tonight, I bounce back. I'm bouncing back.
It's all good. How are you doing? How was the footballing week for you?
Doing well, you know. Speaking of my ladies, we want to know, our promotion push.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about the men. They did all right. But, they hustle and bustle, but it was not enough.
Mm.
And we'll talk about that later, I guess. And as usual.
Mm. You have been saying as usual a lot.
Yeah, we got away with another masterclass from James Milner. Special credit to him. I don't know how he stayed on the pitch for as long as he did, but he was there.
Do you have any waiting to do my enemy this week?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what the title of that segment means, but I just feel like let's allow you to just say anything he wants to say. And that floats my boat. That's fine. What's doing my enemy this week is that Ronaldo has been blanking for a while, and we need to speak on it.
What do you mean for a while? He's got in the Champions League now.
That's his business.
He's got the winner. He did his job. That's what he said. He did his job. Scored the winner against Villarreal. So what do you mean he's been blanking?
He did his job against
Everton. They didn't start him. He didn't play 90 minutes.
He did his job for the game before the Champions League game. What was that?
This guy, Bruno Fernandes took the pen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was his job on the day?
His job was to score now. Bruno Fernandes took the pen.
What was Ronaldo's job on the day?
Bruno Fernandes took the pen. Yes, he's meant to score, but you understand, he can't be doing senior man
things. All I mean is that we have the possibly highest any player in the league doing anyhow in the league.
Mm.
So we need to sort that out. Emphasis on in the league, please. Or Gerard Bobby, please take notes.
Okay.
Let there be a discussion has to be had.
So you're calling Ronaldo out.
Jadon Sancho, nothing.
Why are you calling United players out?
Everybody, man, see, everyone is getting the smoke. Smoke. You move to Messiah, you try to see nothing.
Bro, he's injured.
No, the clipper. I also know.
Which clipper? Who's the clipper?
How do the young people say?
What's
I
that?
I have the clip loaded. And I'm shooting.
If you don't say that.
Sound like such an elderly man. Pew, pew, pew.
It's funny that you're calling all these players out here. But...
Discussion. We need to talk about them. That's why I get paid the big bucks.
What was that? Is it, we have to have a dialogue.
Dialogue. Yes. What's happening? Disappearing guys. Ronaldo just, I feel like when you can't get him.
I think you should save it for the next segment, but let's go for a break now. Yeah.
Why did they interrupt me?
Okay, let's start with hot topics now. This week was a very what if week. I don't know if you understand the reference I'm using.
For all my people that don't watch,
what?
What's it called?
I know you have never watched an episode.
What does that have to do with anything? The point is, I'm informed about the reference. Okay. So allow me to explain it for the audience.
Okay.
If you interrupt me again, on God.
You keep on complaining about bullying, but like, you're the person like portraying it now.
I have to raise my voice to assert myself.
Okay.
Under my dispensation.
Okay.
See, this emblem on my neck was given to me by the Footing on People producers. So you respect the emblem. Do you understand?
So yeah. You're head of house now, eh?
I'm head of podcast. Where was that? This What If reference that he's making has to do with alternate storylines in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
So what we had this weekend was alternate storyline
in the football universe.
Exactly. Everybody clap for me.
Woo!
Here we are.
One clap. Liverpool City, perfect advert for the Premier League, as what the commentators always say, and all blah, 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 blah.
I can't remember the last time we drew with them, you know. The goals, yes, we always said goals.
You drew them last season.
The first
game. At the Etihad, yes. 1-1.
Mm-hmm. Well, must have been very forgettable then, because I didn't remember it.
You just wanted to say something, but I don't counter you. You just
the problem with you is that you feel like you just have the resources to counter me. Fam, you're like, I don't know.
What?
You're like, Liverpool when Klopp first came, man. The attack is dead. It's dead, fam.
You're calling me Lalala already. Bro, is that what you're saying?
I'm 17-18 Liverpool fan. We're bowling.
They're bowling.
Triplets.
Well, you didn't win nothing. You didn't win nothing.
The Beatles.
You want accolades.
The Beatles, man. You know the Beatles are here.
Anyway.
Money.
Ah, I'm watching that year.
Oh, God,
you're
just
going
to win, man.
Yeah, that was a good year. That was a good year for
me. No.
If what did you think about the game, man? Overall, generally?
I'm not going to do better. I don't understand how you go ahead twice against City and you can't just keep, like, close shop, man. One. Maybe that's why this team, people are making a lot of comparisons to the 17-18 team because of how they are just like letting it slide. Because they feel like, you know, a title winning year, 1-0 is 1-0, 2-1 is 2-1.
Yeah.
But that's not us this season. Mm. But still very early. I can't say that's us. That's not us this season for now.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can fix it.
Could that be because, I mean, your best defender just coming back from a long-term injury?
Speaking of my best defender...
Big up Stig. Stig.
Man was doing some.
Stig put up Twitter.
Do you remember when God struck Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible and he was falling on the ground, eating grass?
And this is what Stig said in the tweet. Stig said, "What is wrong with Van Dijk? Is he a Muslim?"
Isn't that weird? I'm Muslim follower. What has Peter Beck? If you guys find it funny, please let me know. If you don't, immediately position traction because I don't know about that.
I'm sorry, bro. Anyway, to me, man. I'm sorry. If it's offensive to anybody, I'm sorry.
If it flies on the tail, man, not fly here. Our producer will let us know.
Yeah, it's all good. Second question to you. Are these the two best teams in the Premier League?
Yes. I think by and it's not close. I know that some people want to.
Why would you say that? Like, I mean, Chelsea won Champions League.
Yeah, so?
Give me the reasons why you feel like they're the two best and you said it's not even close.
Because
compared to the rest of the 18.
The one thing I can say is maybe two best attacks and I guess top three defenses, I think, yes?
Mm.
It's Chelsea, City and Liverpool.
Mm.
I had the best defenses, yes?
I had the best defense though.
In the league.
Yeah, like I had this second season. Best. No, not this season. Like last season.
No, this season.
Yes. Correct. Yeah.
I mean, it's still very early, so you can't like use it as a conclusive or something. But them.
I think because over the years, what both teams have done over the years, man. I mean, only these two teams have won in the last 4 years the Premier League. You get so you can understand when someone is asking that question or someone is saying it that. These are the two best teams in the league right now.
I think Chelsea are really good, but then I don't think they are better. I don't think Chelsea are better than Liverpool.
They are not at the level.
Yes, they're not at the level.
They're like they can challenge Liverpool, but they're not at the level. I think they're still building their team.
Liverpool City has definitely been the marquee fixture in the league now for a few years. But you know, because of like marketing and everything, you still want to pick up Liverpool United game and you pick up them derbies and everything. But title deciding and then in terms of entertainment value as well.
Mm.
This has been the game that has been offering everything on the table for the past 3-4 seasons now. Yeah. So I think even though because of tradition and everything, you know how steep the English game is in tradition. You don't want to give like the Liverpool United game. You don't want to like discredit it or anything.
Obviously.
But that one for a while has been the one that's been very boring.
It's been done, yeah. New nails. Yeah, bro, but you find, nails,
like,
yeah.
Managers are always trying to protect lead and protect their egos and like not get ripped pieces because it's a big match and you're not, and it ends up affecting the quality of ball.
Mm.
But here you find in the Liverpool City game, you find two managers that are ready to go at it, lot of pressing, lot of very good technical. Look at the passing on the first goal for Liverpool now. Playing out of the press beautifully, you know, that City the counter is very, very good. Quality football on display, and everybody could see that as well. You find rival fans even admiring the quality of the football on display, saying, you know what, these guys are playing at a different speed, and it's true, they are.
Okay, this is irrelevant, yeah, but if City had Kane, would it be a level above?
Yes, definitely, yes. I think, what the City game lacked was a finisher. Someone that brings, and Kane always gives you something extra, you know, where you feel like maybe his strength and his raw aggression and power could have been really utilized. They had some smaller men in front, and that's not to discredit. I mean, Phil Foden, man of the match.
Yeah.
Bernardo Silva as well had a very good, good game.
But
they're not nines, basically.
Mere presence in the box, they just put some fear in Van Dijk, even if he was praying.
Nah, Harry Kane is definitely one of them guys that go to any of the other top 6 teams and start. And
most definitely.
And he'll improve. In fact, now we feel like now.
I think in the world now.
The current top 6 teams, maybe not Bayern. Top 7. The current.
Who is 7?
What they call?
I don't understand. Oh, you mean the current? The current one?
The current team is right now, sir.
Okay.
He's even at that point where he's gotten too good for them.
Yes, actually, yeah.
I mean, everybody's saying Son is the man now. But Son is the man now because they have a disgruntled, wow. Listeners, don't be angry. Disgruntled King for them. They don't have them.
I mean, he hasn't scored this season in the league. In the league.
Unhappy King.
Yes, so unhappy. Let's talk about the another forward that is doing numbers, man. Salah. Is he the best in the world?
Right now, yes. Right now, yes. I mean, if we've been in the game for a while now. So we know how these awards go, man. So we know what you need to do to win the award. But if they were looking more, like if the individual numbers and things had more of a bearing on the voting, you feel like he would win it this year?
Are we seeing, because you've been talking about 17-18, are we seeing 17-18 Salah?
Yes.
No, I'm seeing it again. Because that was reminiscent of the Everton goal. Even the Tottenham goal last season.
You get me? Just really doing a lot of mad things, man. But now the scary thing for Liverpool, and I guess, is that I'm not sure if we have 17 Firmino and Mane. Which is, I mean, I don't say anything here because Mane.
Diogo?
Because Mane. Yeah.
But Mane scored today.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about Mane. Mane has been quietly improving, but he feels like one of them ones where if he goes a game without scoring now or assisting, they'll get on his back again. Meanwhile, when he doesn't score assist, he still does a lot.
Is that not more of what we're seeing on the pitch? Because, I mean, he didn't really score much goals that season, but you could see what he was doing on the pitch, like the influence, power, dribbles. But this one is just
that's what's happening now. We're not seeing that from anyone. That's why people are scared, you know, because now it feels like the things he's doing on the pitch now kind of like a smoke screen for poor performances.
Okay.
Even though I still feel like he has a lot to show this season, and I think you underrate Mane at your own risk. Firmino especially, because Firmino, I feel, because he has someone to compete with him this season and also to manage his minutes as well.
Okay.
You might see like a resurgence of some sort, you know.
All right, we'll see how it goes for both teams in the future. United still struggling at Old Trafford. Was the result done? Kind of actually these guys. I'm sure Perry will be frustrated when he listens to this, but was the result down to Ole or were Everton just too good for them on the day?
You know, the one reason why I feel like they should sack Ole, yeah?
Wow. Actually, a question you're talking. You're saying something different.
Because he's my guy, and I don't think to lose his job. But let's, like, now we said, what if, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
If they were to sack him, why I feel like that would be a good idea, just so that let us know whether it's players or if it's a managerial thing. Because now it's starting to feel like he's one of them scapegoats. Because really, the manager can will give his instructions, but the players have to carry it out on the pitch.
Mm.
And they look a bit like, they run around like headless chickens, man. Mm. Although, now you can say it's the manager's fault because some of the guys that he's starting, you know, they kind of put in
constantly. The personnel, the personnel that he put up on the pitch against Everton, was it the right call? I mean, why would you bench Ronaldo when you know that he's going for international duty next week?
That was a very bad thing.
So are you resting him for Portugal?
And for some reason, he really persists with what's it called, with this McTominay Fred pivot that everybody seems to be very displeased with, simply because even if when United win games, they don't look as assured with that pivot, and then they don't play as well with that pivot because they don't play like they're in sync, and they seem to just lack the quality needed to to do the things that United fans want of their midfield. Do you understand? There's certain expectation. Mm. I mean, let's call the midfielders from what's it called from previous eras that is
Raheem, Paul Scholes.
They're the standard, and to be as an opposition fan, I can tell you that those players are not at the standard to play in a United midfield. Mm. And now it's going to be very, very disheartening for United fans if at the end of the season they come second or third, you know, and it's a very tight race, and you feel like maybe these areas where they drop points now this early on in the season, now maybe it might have been different if they got a quality DM to solve their problems. You can't underestimate what a specialist in that position especially does for your team.
Okay.
Especially is key, man. Key.
Okay, we'll see how it goes for them, man, because That what you talk about when you say like previous years, I think I was down to Fergie too, man, because I remember he won the league. He won the league with Tom Cleverley, but he still baffles me. But he won the league with Tom Cleverley.
Best manager have to work with him too, man. So it's not working.
So that means he's not good.
He should work with what he has, man. Okay. It's a top club, do top things.
Okay. Rafa, let's talk about Rafa, man. Rafa is getting the Everton fans on his side little by little, man, and shrewd signing with Townsend and what's his name now? The number 11. What's his name now?
Demarai Gray.
Yes, thank you. Like, wow. Why? They look kind of different this season compared to last season. Yeah, last season they're very good away, no doubt. But this season they look like they are going in for it. They're like putting more energy in, especially at home, because at home last season they're very poor, but this season very good. And then signing with the results, they're getting results. Like, if once you go down, going down, okay, I know they will say like Old Trafford is not the Old Trafford of before, but going one new down in Old Trafford.
How did they do that? The Everton fans need to be humble. Yeah. Ones that are saying that.
No. I'm just saying generally. Okay, I'm saying generally.
No, because if you're a Merseyside Blue fan, you know how it is when you go there, man.
You guys gotta throw your shit. But my main point was that they didn't give up. You understand? They didn't go and suck and say, okay, you know what? We don't want to lose 3-0. We don't want to lose 4-0. You understand? We don't want to get a whitewashing. We want to... We would continue to battle. We'll continue to counter-attack. And lovely counter... Yeah, the club. Yerry Mina, like... Let me fool myself here. I was dancing with him. I thought like they had won it. But
we were all doing the doggy at Old Trafford. Only for all of us. Yes. The collective haters around the world, we are all declared offside. Was a tough one to take, you know.
How far do you think Rafa can take Everton?
The thing with Everton is that they are Everton, man. You feel like...
Don't use your biased head, man. If you like...
It's not biased, man. We watch see.
Okay.
The Premier League is basically a very long telenovela that goes on. And you have your Consuelas.
Your basics.
Yeah, and Everton's one. I mean, they're one of, since inception, they're one of the teams that hasn't gone down.
Mm.
And we kind of know what to expect from Everton in the Premier League season on season, man.
Excitement.
But not so much in terms of like tangible things that would make their, what's it called, their fans. I mean, under Moyes, they had like a period when you felt like, maybe they could go a step higher, but they just never did.
Mm.
And since he left, actually, they haven't really, they've just failed to impress.
Okay.
And they'll be here with us, but you know, they'll just do.
Could this be the season, though? Because, I mean, this man started like this, yeah. Ancelotti started this way, too. So let's not
qualify for the Europa or whatever, just get knocked out. They even get knockout stages. Like, they're here. Okay. They're always with us.
Let's go for a break, man. Okay, Okay, before we go to the other league, let's just wrap up England. Chelsea are back to winning ways after the loss to City and Juventus. Yeah, Chelsea. Give me your...
Probably the biggest winner this weekend. Fine, sure, we've seen people win the league with the type of scoreline that they like to get.
What was the type of scoreline?
1-0, 2-1.
Yeah. Okay.
Even though, I mean, we've had similar scoring to them this season, so we can't really play that thing to them.
Yeah.
But my point still stands, and Tuchel also strikes me as a very, unless maybe we can say the attack has not matured yet, but he strikes me as a very defense-first manager.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to go for.
I think he just went with how the team is, man, basically.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't this type of coach, or he didn't use this type of method at Dortmund and PSG.
I saw a very funny joke that, what's it called, what actually broke Tuchel, defensive manager, is the comeback.
The comeback
in the Europa League against Dortmund, Liverpool.
Ah, God.
It's not a lie though.
God.
I mean, something did change.
Jesus is Lord. Didn't he beat Liverpool?
No, we won.
I'm saying it's PSG now. Didn't his PSG beat Liverpool?
But
they beat you in Champions League now.
How did they beat us?
What do you mean, how they beat you?
How did they beat
they
us?
They beat you
don't
now.
Don't be that guy.
They beat you. 2-1. Sexy football.
2-1.
Sexy football. What do you mean?
2-1. I rest my case.
What? How many? How many? This is you win. Don't be 5-4. Is that not 1-0? Don't be 5-4. Is that not 1-0? What? You're beating that you beat them in the Europa League.
That what? I lost one match 3-0.
Which match did you lose 3-0?
Which one? I guess who?
You lost to them at home, now, B. He wiped you at home. Then you now won the second leg 5-4.
Now,
so what are you talking
in
about?
The group, Abby, in the group, we play PSG in the group stage.
Yeah, in the group stages. No, I'm talking of what you said. You said why is he a defensive manager?
He is.
Are you going back to his Dortmund days when he faced Liverpool, or you're talking about
from his Dortmund days too?
And I said the first leg of the Dortmund, he wiped you guys, Abby. Was it not 3-1, Abby? 3-0.
Yes.
And second leg was 5-4.
And he learned his lesson. He became a more pragmatic manager after that game. After that 2-legged tie. Why don't you just accept facts, man?
That's what I'm talking about. Liverpool fans, man.
They're stubborn.
So full of themselves.
They're stubborn.
Very
stubborn.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway. Yeah, Brighton new, Arsenal new. Let's talk about Brighton. Let's forget Arsenal now, man. Like, Brighton are overachieving this season. Do you think it's just a showing, or?
Graham Potter is trying to win manager of the year. And he has a good shout.
And he's not bad, though, because
not bad.
He's all persona. Like, he has grown his beard, understand?
Yeah. I feel like some of these, like, teams are in and around the middle of the table, yeah? They're trying to get their manager, like, their team. They can get them in, like, a Europa League spot or even a conference spot. You know, they'll feel like, job done well this season. And if
he gets a conference league spot, that's overachieving, though.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with the resources at hand.
Yeah. I mean, with the XG that they have.
They recall Duffy.
They had to now. I mean, we picked their Rolls Royce.
It's enough.
Big Ben. That's for another day. Leeds won. Watford nil. Leeds finally won their first game this season. And Watford have sacked their coach.
Yeah, we hear that Ranieri is rumored to be his replacement.
I think sacking coaches for them is a norm, man.
Yeah.
So Ranieri, next 10 months, is gone.
It didn't really shake the room. Watford sacked the manager. Today is Sunday, really. Where's my rant?
Quickly, Palace 2, Leicester 2. Brendan, what's going on this season, man? They said it was the one as he's yet to,
same thing as last season. Kind of silly question.
No, I mean, last season they were winning now, but this one they're not even winning, they're dropping points everywhere. They lost in Europa League, now they were 2-0 up against Palace, and Palace came back 2-2.
But this not their first experience.
Not their first experience. So they should be experienced in it, though. Chibi is he's a good manager and everything. What's happening?
We want to maybe lack of James Maddison. What's the problem there?
What do you mean lack of James Maddison?
I'm helping them now. No, if you're low help, Bernard Rogers. May no guy say you no get support as well.
Make a lost chap. We dodge the bullet there. Yeah. Moving to the La Liga.
You're not ashamed of yourself. Should I call your last four games scoreline?
Call out.
1-0.
Wrong.
1-0.
Wrong.
Your last four games.
Wrong now.
So you're saying it all comes now.
Yeah!
You're a very shameless guy. Very shameless guy. In the league.
In the league.
In the league.
Why? You can't be picking. You can't be picking stuff. What you said was your last four games.
So you won't make...
That's what you said.
You won't make...
Your last four games.
May your fans chop...
In Cotto Sunny, yeah.
Chop Carabao Cup.
In Toto... That is what you
energy
said.
Energy drink.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Fearless.
Is it not... Is it not...
Fearless Cup.
Is it not this guy?
Fearless Cup, chop as you.
Is it not this guy? Wait. Pep, no, they use him. Pep, they use him chop now. See, they talk.
Pep, he has guts. Let him just win only the Carabao Cup. Chop him.
What do they will do? I bet it's just that he might not just win only the Carabao Cup. He might not even win
the best manager in the world, and they know the Carabao Club. They are lucky to have him. Even if they are paying him salary, they're lucky to have him.
We'll see how it goes, but La Liga. And let's go to Barcelona.
No, wait. Shout out to Brentford and Joan Wissa. You know, embarrassed us the weekend before. Embarrass somebody else. Thank God he's sharing it for everybody.
That's true. We didn't even talk about Brentford, man. They are really attacking the league because I was laughing at them at the beginning of the season when they were saying, oh, we're going to attack the league. And when I said laughing, I was laughing at them after the Arsenal, after they beat Arsenal. After they beat Arsenal. No, this one is not.
Can I give you a disclaimer?
No, no, yes. After they beat Arsenal, I was laughing at them. Because, this is what I thought. I'm like biased there. I was thinking that because most of my senior players did not play on the day, they just had everything was just felt right for them on the day. You understand? First game of the season in their new stadium, fans were back. You understand? Like everything was just right for them on the day. So I felt like, are you sure you want to do this? You want to attack the league? Oh, teams have come and they have done that. Bournemouth are relegated now.
You tried. but it got too much.
Leeds are still in the league.
Defeating Bournemouth for basket. I'm sorry about that.
Bournemouth, they're in championship. I don't understand why. Is that 5-4, Abi? That 5-4, that
year. Yeah, basket team.
I went to the course of Abi. I know. Okay, last minute. I know. Okay.
I never liked that guy.
Yeah, so like, big ups to Brentford, man. They're attacking the league. And they're playing Chelsea next. That'll be a nice fixture. Yeah. La Liga, Atletico 2, Barcelona 0. Laporta says, Koeman stays.
Yeah. How do you feel about your enemy? How did they do?
So, my enemy... How are they doing? I don't know who my enemy is here, but...
No, I know the enemy. Because for some reason, Arsenal fans are very, very overjoyed at the fact that Barcelona are suffering right now.
I think everybody's overjoyed. Because they were too good and they were very cocky about
it. R.I.P. Auntie.
Yes!
The evil we have done.
It's too much. It's too much. Because... First of all, that period, man, no, Barcelona were very, very cocky.
Look at them now.
But now,
they're down to earth. Netting them. Yeah. They are downloading goals.
You know, Suarez, is it just call me? If 130 BG, 130 goals, just call me.
I scored against every La Liga team he has faced.
So, man.
Goats.
Barcelona right now, I don't understand, man. And the way things are going there, they might not even make the top.
We thought they had a Memphis... solution for the Messi gap.
Yeah, yes.
But even
we won't say for the Messi gap. So just the Memphis, you know, just to keep them there. And maybe they can build from that.
Keep the morale high.
Yeah, but man, it's more than that.
More than that.
The crack that Messi covered, that little man,
this is a big Atleti and Barca, they decide the title sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. But that game was like... Baka were like Espanyol, man. Oh, no disrespect to Espanyol. I mean, Espanyol got the... Yes, that's like swap is like Baka are now Espanyol.
Freaky Friday. I mean, freaky weekend. Freaky. They switch bodies. I mean, they switch philosophy. Yes, yes. Because normally, Barcelona, they kill them for classes.
You know, that what if... We'll still talk about Real Madrid, but that what if they do for
somebody
him?
Has to defend the Catalonian pride this weekend because the Magistas were getting too loud.
But really, if you can they get, I don't want to say get back to what they were, but can they be competitive? I think that's it now. Because before the game, I just felt Atletico would win.
We even thought it was going to be like a proper drubbing.
Mm. I mean, yeah.
If not, that Atleti sometimes can be wasteful with their chances. That's just an Atleti.
This one is just their score one and let's defend it. More turret.
But I don't know. I don't know if they can be competitive, to be honest. It's going to take a lot for them.
Stop it.
Okay, so with Barcelona, how I feel like they can be more competitive this season is, first of all, they need to sack their manager. I think... No.
Do they have money to sack him?
That's another thing too. They are poor.
Because this guy... I told you now, like, Laporta said Koeman stays.
Yeah, because I saw some thread that says that, according to the La Liga... You know, it's very funny. I'm really learning a lot about football when it comes to...
I think La Liga has some
rules are a bit different to the Premier League when it comes to, you know, finances and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Some things are already set down. And it seems like they won't be able to sack Koeman without having to make some, I don't know, it all concerns money. And basically, right now, when it comes to money, Barca have messed up in a lot of places. So they don't have any wiggle room with regards to sacking the manager right now. So
right, just let him go, like, let him finish his contract.
Yeah, let him finish his contract. That's the only thing. I think maybe that's another thing that might be influencing what's going on with his tactical decisions, because he's playing like a man that is not scared for it. Sorry, he's coaching like a man that is not scared for his job. Well, you know, it's one of the biggest jobs in world football, and it's going to be on his resume. So you don't want to be so cynical.
Well, he's been terrible at other clubs now. Terrible at Everton, terrible at Valencia. Also, like, fought with the hierarchy in Valencia, fought with senior players as well.
He has the advantage now, knowing that the club can sack him. So he has that security in a sense now, where he should be able to save his job.
But shouldn't he now be doing better? You understand? Like, do well so that at least when maybe Barca are kind of financially right, they can keep you.
No. That was a tough game. He's very lucky that that game came so early.
Let's talk before that now. In the Champions League, they lost 3-0 to Benfica. Only one shot at target. I think before that, I can't remember the game now that they played before Benfica. But
I think realistically, the strength at which Barcelona are operating, I think they should focus maybe on trying to win the league. Like, trying to win the league, yes. at least qualify. No, think of this year as a transition year.
Yeah.
I mean, Barcelona are big, yes. Mm. They are big guys.
Mm.
But that's not a big team. That's those are not big.
Those are not Barcelona players.
They're not Barcelona players. It's not a Barcelona squad.
Mm.
Realistically, our Barcelona fans are telling me that they expect this squad to win something. Like, if it talks to them right now, are they going to win something?
I'm not even thinking winning something. Like, I'm scared they won't finish in top four now.
Can they win the Copa del Rey?
They won last season now, but minus... Okay, they lost Griezmann.
I think now you need to cut your cloth according to your size or something. You need to set...
So where are you seeing them? Where are you seeing them now?
Set realistic targets, man.
No, you said they're not a Barcelona team, right? That isn't a Barcelona squad. So what are you seeing? Like, what squad are you seeing? Are you seeing a mid-table team?
Top four squad, man. Get them playing attractive football again. That's it. You know, like, because I think they're still going to have some hiccups in games here and there.
Mm.
But now, what the Barcelona fans are even so upset about is that the ball is not even looking like ball. Yeah. They're not balling.
But Koeman said doesn't have the resources for that.
Then that's why he needs to do top four and then get the resources. If he can keep his job and get them playing attractive ball, then... See, you need to show them that if you get resources, something will happen. Do you get what I'm saying? Show them that if you give you something, if you give you more to work with...
But if you don't have money, you can't get resources, though.
Maybe they might get the next season. I mean, they're a football club. They get loans. Go loan some money. I mean, banks love loaning to clubs.
Very funny, but I think Barcelona's only solution is to get Pep back. Let's talk Real Madrid now. Back-to-back losses for them. They lost to Espanyol.
They can't afford Pep.
And they can't beg him to come back now.
They can't afford Pep.
Can't they beg him to come back? Is he not a fan?
After Diego, come on, please. We don't like money.
He has made too much money now. Abi, he has made too much money.
Because you suddenly have to be his bank officer.
Yes.
And you get his alert. Yes. And you see how well he's doing.
Yes. I know you know that he has made too much money.
How much is he paying for his child school fees?
I don't know.
Second ten.
But City has given him enough money to pay his grandchildren's school fees. I'm too sure. No, it's not about.
You think all these Barca players are folded their salary? You think they're not going to get the money later? You think it's
fine? So you two can get the money later now. Aha. Once their finances are right.
So they'll be owing you.
Uh-huh. Is that not what they wanted to do to Messi?
And you don't want the Spanish club when you don't get that shit, man.
Like I said, let's talk Real Madrid, man.
Yeah.
Back to back losses.
Shameless.
Lost to Sheriff in the Champions League, and they lost to Espanyol. Yeah, the real Barcelona now.
Yeah.
In the La Liga. Are the cracks beginning to show?
No cracks, man. I think
blip week. What if week for them?
Yeah, Ancelotti Ancelotti even looks more like he has his ish together.
Yeah. I mean, because this is not a Real Madrid squad as well.
They're playing attractive football. He's slowly reintegrating some of the older players. He has a very fit Benzema in his attack. He has, what's his face? Alaba.
Playing well. Yeah.
You have Courtois, who seems to have finally, gotten comfortable with his role as Madrid keeper over the last season. Now he feels like he's meant to be there and he's one of the players that they can count on, especially because sometimes it felt like he couldn't count on Courtois to make some certain decisions when he was a bit shaky. Now he's solid. You know, they have signs. There's signs.
Yeah.
You can point to certain
things. Surely next season, Pape is coming,
Definitely coming.
Yeah, so things are on the up for them, nevertheless.
And Ancelotti can coach Madrid.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
You say that, also called, he did it well at Everton, but sometimes,
he didn't have the resources at Everton.
A club like Madrid, very much suits. He's only ever been a big club manager. And Everton's probably comfortably the lowest club he's managed on his resume, I think.
Yeah, he just took the job to show that he's still capable of coaching, man.
And he did. He showed himself, and,
Madrid, and they finished 10th.
Well, he showed that he was capable and Madrid came back.
Madrid came back because their first two options, they didn't want the job. Zidane didn't want the job anymore. Conte didn't want the job because they didn't have money. So,
I'm sorry to them. Now, Don Carlo is here.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see how it goes for the Madrid clubs and Barcelona.
You don't win 3 Champions League by being scared.
Literally.
That's what I can say.
Let's talk Bundesliga now. Bayern 1, Frankfurt 2. First time Frankfurt are beaten Bayern in 21 years.
Who won
years.
Money this week? Who won money this week? I want to know. If you won money this week,
just call me.
Please just send a private message to me. Don't send.
Just
to me.
Call
send
me.
Put your paper and send to me personally.
I need to know you're doing, Abeg.
Yeah.
Is that you're terrible at gambling? you're a top dog. Yeah. I think this is the shock of the weekend, man. They don't want a Bayern in 21 years, Frankfurt. Like another what if result. Like I don't get what's going on.
This is why we love think that Sheriff winning during the week, 21 years, course broken. What's it mean that song? Break every chain. Just football.
Yeah, football, man. It's sweet. Football is sweet, but like I don't know. This is the only thing that keeps us going, even if it disappoints us. Let's talk about one of our kids that's doing some doings in the Bundesliga. Taiwo Awoniyi. He just got a call up, apparently. I think he's injured, so he doesn't get into the squad.
Already, I can tell you that we're already going to get shots that have more power and accuracy from this new guy compared to Iwobi. Because
he's not playing Iwobi, he's a striker now. Like, calm down.
I feel like, what's it called? Gonna run my one star looking at. I don't know, this is just me just brainstorming here, because I don't know what he's thinking about, but maybe he tries to bring in some attackers, see they can play. Some strikers, see they can play on the wing for Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
It seems we have an explosion of talent in that section.
In that striking section. God.
So, it might be that some of these players might have to fashion a career for themselves on the wing for the national team.
Who are your top 4 Nigerian strikers? So, if we're going for the World Cup tomorrow and you're coach.
We're picking 4 strikers.
Yeah, 4 strikers, yeah.
Because normally it's 4 that go now.
Some people might pick 3.
Iheanacho, definitely.
Okay.
You have Osimhen.
Yeah. My hands, you're next to now. I'm looking at it. The thing about Iheanacho is that he can play in 10 as well. So, that's good.
I would say Onuachu.
Okay, Paul.
And, I don't know if the current form that Taiwo Awoniyi is on right now, if they can break. Because, we have the Ahmed Musa tax, which is undeniable. And nepotism sometimes in the African teams, it's hard to ignore.
Yeah.
So some players will have to do a lot to try and maybe for there to be any surprise inclusions in our squad in January.
Mm-hmm.
But Remember going to do it is Taiwo, man. He's one of them ones that I always wonder, me personally, as a Nigerian Liverpool fan, why he never got a look into our team, considering all the discussions they have all the time about the 9 position, especially.
Mm.
And he seemed to have done very well his last loan spell before he left the club.
Yeah.
So, Liverpool's loss is gone. He's at a new place now. It feels like he's at home. He's scoring a lot of goals.
Yeah, scored 2 goals in the win this weekend.
I think Nigeria should just take our best players with us. And if he's one of our best players, then he's in form, take him.
Well, all of them are in form. Terry Murphy too is scoring.
everybody.
So that's why I said pick your four. But I agree with you with Osimhen.
The ones that didn't select Osimhen.
I agree with you, Osimhen. I agree with you, Onyachi, because he's different. He's taller than all of them. He's a big man. So if you want to switch games, you know, cross and nod, he can be that.
We grew up on Kanu, man. We love it.
Yeah. Kanu could play still. Kanu could play. Yeah. Okay, Ligue 1. Another what if result. But Kanu could play now. I don't understand now.
I'm not disputing that. I just said Arsenal fan.
Can you believe
it? Find your feelings. Ligue 1.
Papilo. I don't say one day he go make us proud. I didn't think I got my nickname, Papi. That was the story for another day. PSG.
I need to speak to the police about this.
PSG, they cannot do the invisible this season after they lost to Rennes. Another what if result. How do you have all the superstars on the pitch and you didn't score a goal against Rennes?
You know, isn't really doing it. You don't want to be the manager that is managing PSG and then the league suddenly gets competitive around when you're there. We saw what happened.
And then they gave you Messi.
We saw what happened to the last manager that things got competitive when he got there, when Monaco won the league.
Do you know the funny thing?
He got sacked.
No, he stayed the next season. Oh, that was his first season. And he was best manager of the season. And he got sacked.
Funny one, yeah?
Yeah.
All I can say is that Port needs to be, because they're definitely going to look at the players and say it's their problem.
You know when he beat City in midweek, I thought that, okay, like, maybe this is the stance now. This is where he can, like, you know, stand his ground and beat his chest and be like, okay, I'm meant to coach this club. But now, you now lose to Rennes. And then I'm seeing all the superstars in that team. And I know people will say, okay, they need time to balance and everything. But, like, these are world-class players, man. And no disrespect to Rennes. Rennes don't come close. Rennes can't come into the club. They can't even get in. You understand? So, it's funny. It's baffling to me. It's very, really, really baffling to me. Is it that Poch is a underdog manager? Do you understand what I'm saying? In terms of,
so managers tend to be better when nobody believes in them.
Yeah, you get me.
When their backs are against the wall.
I mean, his idol is Bielsa, ain't it?
Underdog manager.
It's underdog manager. So maybe he's that type of manager. Because when Spurs became big, like big, I know, obviously I know they didn't back him.
They started cracking.
Like, okay, they gave him Ndombele, and then like he couldn't find the balance anymore. That's it. I don't understand why you guys don't like this guy. This guy is a quality player.
Okay,
you
should show us.
He's our Spurs.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. Simple. That's it. Okay. PSG. Later on, next time. They will still win the league anyway, but we never know. Serie A.
We don't know. That's what we said for most of the podcast last week. Please, listeners, don't be angry with us. Hey. I feel like we should apologize. It's good that we thought we were going to win.
Not me, because me, I know I was saying Leo.
See, that's my problem with you.
I was saying Leo. I remember the tips are there.
The tips are there. I tried to avoid things, but you never want to say
the tips. The tips are there. I did not see anything. Thank you. Yeah, Serie A quickly. Juventus, King of Turin, and normal results. That one, there was no what if there. I think that Allegri is steadily getting himself back together, man.
Minnesota.
What does that mean?
Uno, no, go, no.
Okay. Napoli going strong. They have not dropped a point in the league this season. And then, yeah, the boy we talked about, Osimhen, 7 goals in 8 games.
Vic.
You know?
I think I'm Vic.
What I'm scared of is I hope he will not have this Koulibaly career and be at Napoli throughout.
No.
Because I'm expecting one more move, at least. One more big move.
Osimhen is definitely the man right now at Napoli, man. And we feel like, it definitely does feel like the Juve, and what's it called? The stranglehold they had on the league, you know, has broken.
Yeah.
At least with Inter.
Thank you, Antonio.
Antonio Conte. He's there, you know, break every chain.
Yeah. It's funny because he broke the first chain.
Yes, at Chelsea. Yeah.
With his Juventus now. I think the Milan, AC Milan, were kings of it. And he came, he won. They did their stretch. He came again, broke it, and left again. I think that's his team, breaking teams.
I'm a young kid in the industry. I've not been watching ball that long.
And the funny thing is, wearing a Juve shirt.
Come, this is not See, if I wanted people to know the shirt I was wearing, we'll record a video.
Very soon. So we need to just... Yes. So you wear Liverpool shirts every time, Abi? I will see how many you have. You will cast yourself.
I need to get in touch with any stylist out there. You have, you know, retro kits, especially LFC.
Just retro kits.
Send me a DM.
So that's your plan. We wear Liverpool kits. That's your plan.
Don't question me. Okay. What was that? Yeah, stranglehold, man. Sorted.
Yeah.
If I Napoli, the kind of nearly men of the league for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Inter have done it. They've broken something.
Yeah.
Napoli, maybe try and see whether you can do something.
I think this is more of themselves because always them. they've always been the almost guys. It's time for them to, like,
every year you feel like maybe they can be something, and they'll always be in the conversation. Definitely they'll be in the conversation towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
But will they win it? We can't say for sure.
My problem is Spalletti.
When's the last time they won the league?
I think it was Maradona.
Better not Maradona, of course.
It was Maradona. My point now is Spalletti always starts well with his teams. Yeah.
He passed this year.
Was it this year or last year?
This year.
R.I.P.
I think they could do what to honor him by winning the league.
Winning league. I mean, the name of the stadium is...
It would be very fitting, you know.
Very fitting, yeah. Very nice.
So
he, was, so what, he had to die for them to win?
Yeah, I didn't say that. Thank God you heard him say that. That's not me. Let the tape show.
Oh, now. I can always fix the producers to cut that. You understand? So,
I need a new job.
So the thing for me, Spalletti is running for me when he gets to the dire moment where he has to do it. I remember his Roma days, his Inter days.
Wow, nearly manager, nearly club.
Nearly club, nearly everything. So he
and Roma are definitely part of that nearly category. Yeah. I mean, them even more so than Napoli, because I think I was reading up on them. I think the early when Totti was still there, they won the league with him, I think, once.
Yeah, once.
Just once,
yes. And considering... funny enough, they won that on the last day.
Yeah, a player of Totti's
caliber
won league win. Kind of lets you know that Roma just didn't do enough to win enough. Like, I guess, Totti and Roma.
Okay. We'll see how it goes, and good luck to Osimhen and his friends. The Milan clubs. AC Milan.
AC Milan.
Man.
I was laughing at them with their, you know, 30 plus and what's it called?
Gang, strike.
They carried all the.
Is it not 40 plus though? I mean, Ibra is 40 today.
It's not even 30 plus
it's
now.
It's not 30 plus, it's 40, man. You guys should see Ibra's reaction.
Wow.
It's so funny. Yeah, 40 plus though.
Congrats to you.
What's your best Ibra impression or best Ibra goal? Like, what made you happy? What did Ibra ever do that made you happy?
It's crazy, man, that you mentioned that, but like, easy off the top of my head is the best kick against
England.
That one was good, man. That's a good goal. That's why one of the best. And also the one he scored, this one's random, but the one he scored in the LA Derby against LAFC.
When he came on, right? Yeah.
Those are the ones in my head right now. I don't know if you have any other ones.
The one that comes to my head, because I saw this one, was the final against Southampton, where I think in the last minutes he blocked, like, he was in one of the posts. So he blocked a header from, I think, Gabby Adini. Then he ran the whole length of the pitch to go and score the winner. It's not like, man, you counter from that.
Yeah.
He's mental,
an amazing athlete, man. I don't know how he's been able to keep playing for so long.
Mm.
Almost seems like he had, you know, some players will have their good years in their 20s, but it seems like he switched.
Yes.
And it's not like he was so poor in his 20s.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's getting better and better, man. I wonder where he's going to play next after Milan, because he hasn't...
Doesn't look like he wants to stop.
Nothing like retirement from his mouth.
Probably going to go to the World Cup.
He doesn't even say the R word, you know.
So it goes. Inter, Dzeko, another 30 plus gang. Came off the bed to save them. Scored the equalizer, won the penalty. Funny, why are the 30 plus guys not taking the penalty?
And Dzeko's one of them ones, you know, that he's always had like question marks surrounding his like ability from his City days, you know. And he's when he made the move, when he made the move to Italy, people felt like, yeah, that's the league where he's really going to flourish. I think he'll consider himself very unlucky.
He was top goal scorer now. First season. Yeah. First loan spell at Roma before they signed him coming up.
Yeah. It's one of them ones where you feel like all these guys, and why But I guess it's just the Juve tax, man. They just had that league in a stranglehold. No striker that you want. I mean, Higuain had to leave Napoli to go to Juve to win the league.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that deep, man. It's that deep. So, you know, it's not by your striker. It's not by Mike. You need to really just unseat a powerful person. You know, when you have somebody sitting on your letter in your workplace that says you will not get that promotion.
Fire. Quickly, before we start our wrap up, what do you think goes to win the league for you? Do you think like Napoli can stretch it?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know. I think that's it's nice. Let's just watch the games.
The Milan youngins too, they're not leaving. They're doing well as well, though.
They're not going. You know, they're only Tonali.
That was Brahim Diaz. No, not Brahim Diaz.
Brahim Diaz,
man.
AC Milan signed Çalhanoğlu.
Rafa.
I love
Inter signed Çalhanoğlu.
So Inter Çalhanoğlu, my bad. I think it's very cool how they just swap teams in Italy. You know, there's no bad blood.
It's what happened in Prem.
No, the reason why
I know you want Son.
No,
you can't get Son.
There's very logical reasons for why they need money, but they are poor league. I mean, when the Premier League didn't have as much money, the moves used to happen. Now they say it's because of beef and everything, but it's just because they're so wealthy now that they can actually cut off their nose, I guess, to spite their face. They can see they're not selling to a rival because it's going to have far-reaching consequences.
Okay.
And it's not because of we need money, so we're selling. It would have to be, like, look at City, Kane saga. You feel like maybe 10 years ago, that move happened quite
easily.
No long talk. Yeah. But no, Spurs now have bargaining power. They're big boys now. They want to be at the table.
Okay. It's all good. We'll see how it goes, man. Time to wrap up the show now. Thank you guys for listening as usual.
Thank you.
We'll be back in 2 weeks, Abi.
Yeah. Are we wrapping up now?
Yeah.
I think we're going to record like another segment.
No, we're wrapping up now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You don't even try for the listeners, man.
Why?
So they don't deserve like a special segment for them where we tell them what's going to happen.
It's not the same thing you're saying now. Like, you're speaking right now. So, like, what's the use of like cutting and then the producer said we should just continue talking. Cheers, bro.
Let me know that I'm the one that loves you.
Okay,
I love you guys. He doesn't love you.
What does that mean?
Fan love, man. See.
Anyway, Louhi will be back next week with Hakana as usual. Talking about latest in women's football, you know?
Yeah.
The Gunners. They are killing it. Goals everywhere. My babes.
My babes
are keep quiet. You can't come to the table now. You can't come to the table. Yeah.
Are you
playing Champions League football? I'm going to play Barcelona this midweek. I'm playing Barcelona.
My babes are killing it.
No, they're not killing it. The best players are alone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. Thank you guys for listening as usual. More things to come. Watch the bookies, man. Perez, big ups to Perez.
Man, I leave Perez. I beg your name. Leave my brother alone. God bless you.
Yeah, what again? Anything?
We'll see them after the break now.
Yeah, see you guys in 2 weeks. Ciao, ciao. Bye. Cannot say bye.
Bye bye. Alright, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.